News Talk 1620 WTAW, College Station's getting its first business where you don't have to get out of your car to buy a mixed drink or a cup of beer. City Council this week granted a conditional use permit following a split vote. Business owner Tyler Stevenson was asked by Councilman Carl Mooney how that works.
Our cups come like any other styrofoam cup would, and then we seal it with a layer of plastic and heat seal it. So it's anything, we're going to do draft beer as well like this.
Okay, so is this something where you can stick a straw in when you say it's
it is not an open container till you stick your straw in it. Okay. So it's
but it has an opening that can be punched through with a straw?
No, sir. You actually have to tear the bag to puncture your straw.
And what about if I've got a vehicle, let's say I'm one of your customers and I come up and I'm driving, and it's not me. I mean, let's say I look like I'm 21 or barely 21.
I haven't had to
worry about it. No, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, I've colored my hair.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
All right. I've got three friends with me. All right. And tell me what the process is then with those three individuals being in the vehicle. Even if I only order one beverage.
Well, as per TABC law, the only person ordering is the only person we have to ID. Any other people in the car, as long as we don't, if they don't ask us a question, we don't ID them per se. Now, if we're in a car and they say, I want to try this, I want to try that, we have to card everyone in the vehicle.
I just want to go on record that I really don't appreciate the nature of your business, because I think it just makes driving and drinking that much more likely.
That led to Blanche Brick's motion to block the business from operating the drive-through.
For me, the operative word is that you have to walk into other places to get the alcohol and walk out. Here, you don't. You can drive through. And whatever condition you're in, you may make it through that drive-through. I'm just saying that if we have a real concern about safety and the use of alcohol while driving, this is not the way to show it, in my mind. And I understand we cannot legislate morals. If we could, we would be here full time trying to get that done. But I do believe, as Mr. Mooney pointed out, we can make some reasonable judgments on what is good for the community's health, safety, and welfare, and that ties in with this conditional use permit. So I would just encourage that you vote for the motion I made, which is to grant the conditional use without the drive-through aspect.
Mooney, who joined Brick in the unsuccessful attempt to block the drive-through, also talked about the difference between staying in your car and going inside a store to purchase alcohol.
There's a difference between getting out of your car, turning the vehicle off, going into a store where you're buying a easily sealed container, and if you look at the image that we saw here, you're talking about a very thin piece of plastic, all right, that is easily removable, all right, can easily be torn in any variety of ways. Share it with everybody else who's drinking. You've created an atmosphere and an opportunity for drinking while you're driving, because you are driving as you go through that drive through. All right, all it takes is one sip, a couple extra trips, back through that drive through, and we end up having the kind of situation that unfortunately Conroe experienced just yesterday with the loss of an entire 4-member family because someone was drinking and driving.
Julie Schultz then responded to Mooney's illustration of the recent drunk driving deaths in Conroe.
My concerns are just as intense and valid. You know, we don't know that that accident was caused by someone going through a drive-through. It is a thing that happens no matter where you are or what you're doing. People can drink and then drive if that's what they choose to do, whether they drive through or, as Mr. Aldrich says, go inside a convenience store. It's pretty dang easy to pop a top and just drink it. It's just as easy as taking a plastic lid off. So I don't really see the difference in this. It's all a very something that we need to monitor, and obviously we have a government entity that does that, two of them, the TABC and plus our law enforcement.
Joining Schultz in voting for the permit, including the drive-thru, was Steve Aldrich.
I don't see that there is a real significant reason for us to limit someone who has an entrepreneurial idea that is based upon the ability to be able to have something other than a prepackaged drink, a drink of your choice mixed, and then not be able to operate that business in our community. So I would not be in favor of putting this limitation on it and will vote against this motion.
John Nichols also voted for the permit, including the drive-thru, after asking Stevenson more questions.
Does TABC rules or your company policy limit the number of drinks you can sell through the window to a...
At any given time, no, but we definitely have rules against selling to an intoxicated person or sell, I mean, but our ideal is to where you can go buy a gallon and take it home to your house and put it in your freezer and have it for a day or two or however long you wish to drink this. I mean, it'll keep in the freezer.
So. Okay, so you're talking about a gallon in one container?
Yes, sir.
But the container we showed a picture of is a single-serve kind of container.
Yes, sir, 32 ounces.
Could somebody drive up that's totally sober and buy 20 of them?
Well, we would assume that they were taking it to a big party.
If you were to assume.
Yeah, if we were to assume, yes. But
it's
if
like
it was one person.
Okay, so the answer is there is no limit? Except the discretion about intoxicated, like any bartender or bar would have the same responsibilities.
Yes, sir. And our sealed container is actually further than the TABC requires.
Police Chief Scott McCollum said he shared concerns about drinking and driving.
After hearing about this issue, I've looked at the definition of a sealed container. It seems that the manner in which they're proposing to seal the container is in line with the state law. But again, I share the same concerns you do. But I don't know. I don't know if there's an easy answer to give you on this issue.
Mayor Nancy Berry had one question for Stevenson regarding how many drinks could be ordered in the drive-thru before voting with the majority to grant the permit as requested.
So if he comes up and asks for four drinks and there's four people in the car, you card everyone, even though he says it's four for me?
Yeah, that's what we would card everyone if he ordered four drinks and there are four people in the car. There's other circumstances like that. So,
is that a TABC rule or is that your corporate rule?
That is
card every single person in the car if they order more drinks than one.
That is the TABC rule. The corporate, we just follow whatever they say.
James Benham was not at Monday's meeting where the council voted 4-2 for the permit, including the drive-thru, to sell, according to the corporate website, daiquiris and margaritas to go. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.